On April 18th, 2006, at about 7:15 in the evening, an alert came across the television that there was a tornado spotted about 20 miles southwest of where we live in Chillicothe, Missouri. Chillicothe is a town of about 9,000 people, and it's situated about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. 2 years ago, Livingston County made CNN news because there were several major tornadoes that came through the area.
Sounds like our mowers have stopped.
Think they'll go a second time?
I don't know. It's kind of what I was just wondering.
I've been in one, and I hope to never be in one again.
I never have.
That's hail.
There is no basement in our house, so my wife and I this evening elected to hang around in the living room and watch the storm.
Yep, get out of here.
Okay.
It's a big old piece of wood. Feel it. That's one piece.
They said walnut size. Is that the little... That's not quite walnut, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Not quite.
Not quite, but...
Yeah. God protect our vehicle.
Amen.
Just one or two little pieces.
That's... I've never known it to do that when it wasn't raining or windy.
Yeah.
That's strange.
It's weird to see this coming from the heavens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
God, please let it blow just right over us. Yep, there it goes.
Television and sat down in my recliner. My wife, Stacy, stood at the door and watched the storm.
They are walnut size.
Since I don't currently have binaural mics for my Olympus DS2, I recorded this event using the built-in stereo mics.
Father, protect our vehicle. Protect our home, Father, in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
At least they're not coming down. Can you hear them?
Yeah.
Those are huge.
Wow.
That one is huge.
For most of my life, I have actually been fascinated by storms. I enjoyed sitting out on the front porch and listening to them blow in. When the rash of storms came through 2 years ago, a friend of mine's son was killed in one of the tornadoes, and several members of their family were very seriously injured. This causes a person to think a little bit differently when those tornado sirens go off. We don't, however, have a basement or any particularly good place to go in our home.
I want to get that one.
I've turned on my scanner. I muted the TV.
Looks like ping pong balls falling from the sky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it seems like them pea-sized ones are the ones that... It's light outside. It doesn't look green at all.
I would say they've just reactivated the tornado sirens again. I mean, but I didn't hear them cycle down, so.
That one sounded big.
Yeah, it did. Sounds like it's coming down with the same amount of force. Like it's not gotten harder or softer. It's just...
Man, I'm going to show you those ones. I bet they're the size of my fist.
I was going to ask you a second ago if there was. I knew at first there wasn't, but...
We've seen so much pain the last couple years.
I was getting ready to say, that's true too. We've had a lot of hail in the last couple of years, but it seems like this has lasted a long time, this storm.
when this stops, I want you to come out with me, and I'm going to put a quarter in your hand and put some other hail balls next to it. I'm going to take pictures of it.
Okay. Are they smaller or about the same size?
They're smaller.
That is drowning out the sirens.
Huh?
That is drowning out the sirens. That's crazy.
Snowfall.
Wow.
It's slowing down.
Stop. Social Security office, and the guy said, I'm not getting out of my car right now. Can't say that I blame him a whole lot.
No kidding. I mean, a lot of things.
I'm sure there's just an alarm that went off at Homeland Security called him. That's wild.
Oh!
Wow. My goodness. It's about the size of, feels like a piece of popcorn. Huge. Piece of popcorn.
There's others out there twice that size.
Wow.
Hey, you have
What you get for sticking your head outside during a snow hailstorm?
Huh?
It's what you get for sticking your head outside in a hailstorm. Temperature's really cooled down.
Huh?
Temperature's really cooled down.
There's not hardly any hail now.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear a few things.
Right.
It's just raining now.
Yeah. I mean, that breeze feels awesome coming through the door.
Tornado sirens did not.
Okay,
again. Yep.
After several more minutes of tornado sirens, they finally subsided. My wife went outside to take some pictures, and I eventually joined her.
This is a normal one.
Okay.
And this is one.
Goodness.
Those are huge!
What would you compare that to? What's that close to the size of?
Tennis ball.
Man, that's huge!
Aren't they big?
Yeah, we're collecting them right now.
Huh?
See, there's some big ones right there.
I saw a humongous one about this big. That's some big ice.
It is some big ice.
Hey, Ben, come here. Check these out.
We found one remember last year where it hit the...
Well, when it hit the country last year of Chillicothe, it hit our grandma's house. Well, in our yard was a chunk. There's a chunk this big, and it was shaped like a baseball.
Hold the quarter. Don't just hold it in your hand. Okay. Hold the quarter. Mm-hmm. And I want you to hold this one.
Okay.
And hold your hands together. I think this is my last picture. Okay, hold them down. Hold them down.
Like that.
Right? Hold it. Yeah. Yeah, it's my last picture.
At this point, the noise from the built-in mics on the DS2 as I was carrying it on my hip make it impossible for us to continue our walk. Suffice it to say that the ice was crunchy, and it did somewhat resemble snow. It was actually fun to feel it in the grass as well. My wife frequently checks on our elderly next-door neighbor, Pauline. Pauline and my cat, Megan, have struck up quite a friendship, and in the process, Pauline and my wife have struck up a friendship as well. So we walked next door to make sure that Pauline was okay.
Sirens went on and on and
on. And on and on, you're right.
Yeah, probably close to 20 minutes.
Well, we're going to give them to the kids before they melt.
Okay. Well, you know, this is a noisy hen. I'm not used to it.
Ours is too.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's bad. All right.
We next walked across the street and visited with our neighbors, the Gibsons. They've been quite good neighbors to Stacy and myself over the last 7 years, and we decided to go visit with them about the storm.
3 miles from Chillicothe, Richard kept standing on the porch.
I did too.
Yeah.
Well, we should go to the basement and let them two stand on the porch. I've always been afraid of storms.
I've been in a tornado. It's not much fun.
Oh, have you been?
Yeah. Yeah, when I was living with my dad, I was just sitting on a chair. Next thing I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and there was a lawn chair just like rolling across my eye. And we're not, the sky's just green, like all of them.
So a different color than what?
And I grabbed the cat and got in Dad's closet. Next thing I knew, I heard this banging and crashing and cracking. And that's about 5 minutes. And I got up, and the front porch was gone.
Oh,
back
boy.
Door was gone.
Oh, boy. You were fortunate not to.
Yeah, my dad had a tree house. He had a telephone pole in the ground and a metal staircase went up around it. And then the deer stand in the top of that, and it was just laid out flat with tree and all.
Because, you know, on the television, you see those houses are flattened.
Uh-huh.
You know, really flattened.
We've been fortunate, that's for sure.
Yeah, we have.
Major.
You know, there's been so many strange weather things this year, though.
Well, a couple of years, I told Jamie. And today's been the most hail I've ever seen at once.
That lasted a long time.
It did, too. Oh, you're right. Because usually it's just real quick and then over.
Yeah.
You know. But there's been, you know, like that. At least we don't have hurricanes and earthquakes.
At this point, it seems prudent to leave our awestruck party standing on the street discussing the hailstorm and the tornado that was not. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's presentation of the Chillicothe hailstorm.
I'm glad to hear it.